You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of Internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show on the BBM Global Network and in TuneIn Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am excited to share a special offer with you tonight, and I have a fantastic guest lined up. You're not going to want to miss tonight's show. I'm going to introduce her in just a bit. Now, you know, I've talked about this before. The holistic entrepreneur, to me, is really more a mindset. You know, you see the person that you're working with as a whole, that there is something beyond just the physical body. You come from that heart-centered place in your work, looking at the wholeness of a person as you do business. To me, it's more a philosophy rather than what you do for a living or what your credentials are. So perhaps this is you. Maybe you're on the journey and you have a lot of questions because there are so many choice points. It can be overwhelming. I know, I've been there. I want to offer you to be able to connect with me for a free, no obligation, 15-minute strategy session to help you gain clarity about your path and the next steps that you need to take. You can just connect with me at my website, which is bonniegressel.com. Let me spell that for you. It's bonniegressel.com. And then we can set up a time from there. And I always allow a little extra time in my schedule. So if we need more than 15 minutes, no worries. We'll just see how the conversation goes. I want you to leave with clarity and focus so that you're able to take the next step into your entrepreneur journey. I really want that for you, and I would be honored to be a part of that. And I also want to remind you to join our community out on Facebook. It's called Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. And this is a place where we can interact as well. Feel free to post a little bit about yourself and take advantage of some of the information that I share on that page. Now, Marie Claire Hermans, who is a holistic health coach and the founder of Ravishing Raw, will be my guest tonight a little later in the show. We're going to hear more from Marie Claire right after the first break. You know, as I was thinking about the show today, it caused me to think about all the things that I've done in my life, the practices I've had and the businesses I've started, and how I really love doing what I'm doing now because I'm portable. It's so awesome to me to be portable. I can do what I do from anywhere in the world. And it all started, really, back in 2008 when I recorded some audio CDs. It allowed me to reach people all over the world. You know, I don't know if you heard me tell a story before a few shows ago, but when I had the CDs produced, you know, when you send them off to a manufacturing company to make them, they contacted me and they said, would you like to buy the web package? It's on sale this week for $49.95. And I said, sure. I didn't know what the web package was, but I took it anyway. Well, what it was they took my physical CDs and created digital downloads of them. But then, the best part is, they spread them all over the world. So I can reach people everywhere. And as an example, my Relax CD is actually number one in the UK. How cool is that? I'm reaching people that I will never meet. Now, sometimes I do get emails from people because my email is on the back of the CD case. And one woman wrote to me a few months ago and she said, I had my book. She bought my book and my CD. She had it all shipped across the ocean so that she could get it in Europe. It's like, this is just too cool. And now my book was released in 2011, and it's a lot of things that I did in my practice. So I felt like I was sharing the tools and the strategies with people all over the world as well. But it wasn't really until the next year, till 2012, that I took my entire practice online. And then I truly became portable. You know, my husband had given up his day job and went into full-time freelancing way back in 2002. Now, this was just 2 weeks before we moved into the new house that we had just built with a new mortgage, but we took the leap of faith and it worked out fine. And you know, I always envied him being able to stay home and not have to drive in a snowstorm. You know, we get snowstorms in Wisconsin, and sometimes it's really difficult to get to work because of the weather. And he would never have to go because he could do what he did from home. At that time, I was still working in the large multi-specialty clinic, and I had patients in my schedule. And they weren't even patients I scheduled because we had a scheduling department who did that. But then when I left the clinic in 2005, I could make my own hours, but I still had people to see. I still had people in my schedule that were going to meet me at the office. Plus, I had an office to maintain so that, you know, it looked like it was open. Occasionally, there would be walk-ins as well. I didn't want it to look like it was closed. So in 2012, when I closed my physical office, that really allowed me the freedom that being portable affords a person. And to me, that really suits me best. You know, I still see people. I have some clients who live in the area, and I see them in person. I do classes and teaching, and I interact with people that way. But much of the time, I'm in my home office, online with someone, via Skype or Google Hangout, or creating more products and services and books and audios and podcasts. And on a snowstorm day, there are no patients to reschedule anymore. I used to do that. You know, I didn't want them driving in the dangerous weather either. But, you know, a person needs to be more organized and disciplined to work from home. I'm sort of a list person, and I organize each day and each week so that I can move ahead without feeling overwhelmed. I'm the kind of person who likes to chunk things down and make them small enough so that I can check them off my list and feel like I accomplished something. And, you know, I got to admit, sometimes I'd rather clean the closet than work on something business related, right? It happens. It happens to all of us. And sometimes you just need to get out of whatever it is that you're doing. And that will make you more productive than you were before. So sometimes a bit of diversion is good. And I truly believe that you have to incorporate play into every day. Just a few minutes, something that makes you laugh or creates a diversion or something just different. You get a step away. You know, being portable, I can set my own schedule, and it's such a freeing feeling. Being able to reach people everywhere is so fulfilling to me. It's just, I can't even describe how rewarding that feels. And with the technology today, there aren't the barriers that there used to be. You can do so much more in real time and be interactive. Being able to connect and impact people to make a difference, whether it's on a radio show or a podcast or a video or a blog or a book or an audio or a membership, there's so many things. And it's so much more attainable than it was years ago. Now, I think some of the biggest challenges for home-based entrepreneurs is actually twofold. One part of it is we weren't meant to live in isolation. So, you know, you can't just be in a cave. You still have to see some people in person. You just can't hide behind the computer because that's not helping anyone. It's not helping you, and it's not helping the people you serve. The other big challenge that I see is that you have to truly be self-motivated. Nobody's going to tell you have to do anything. You have to do that yourself. You have to have a big enough why, a strong reason, the thing that keeps you going, even during difficult times. And there will be some. There is for everyone. There's a saying that says, Find a career that you love and you will never work another day in your life. And I think that's true. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to introduce our guest for tonight, Marie Claire Herman. And she's going to tell us about her holistic entrepreneur journey. This is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at the Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio Show. Allow me to introduce our very special guest for tonight. Marie Claire Hermans is living proof of what a raw food diet can do when you take charge of your health. She outsmarted her doctors, who said she would never heal from chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, by breaking the code with pure plant-based food and well-strategized self-management. She founded RavishingRaw.com as the place to be for experts who are exploring a raw food lifestyle to elevate their low energy into and provide tastefully beautiful food on their plate. She developed an exquisite signature style to make raw food attractive and accessible for everyone, even the skeptics. Now she is an energy coach for experts, an author, and a speaker. Marie Claire is passionate about coaching women executives and experts who are struggling with fatigue, overweight, and the first signs of a taxing lifestyle. She helps them excel their leadership by generating high-end energy so they can run their business successfully, doing what they love to do and living authentically. What differentiates her services from other coaches is that she only specializes in serving professionals, experts, and leaders to restore their balance between health, profession, and life with a plant-based diet, a strong mindset, and a caring self-management. Because of this, her clients have received proven, undiluted, and extremely specific step-by-step strategies on what they need exactly to minimize the quality of their energy, health, productivity, and happiness. As a result, those who work with her generate vitality in record time and find their balance so much quicker than if they would have done on their own. So join me in welcoming tonight my very special guest, Marie Claire Hermans, to the show. Welcome, Marie Claire. I am so happy that you're here with us tonight.
Well, I'm just as happy, and from New York, so that's wonderful, huh?
Yes, I was going to say all the way from Belgium, but you're actually in the States right now, in New York City.
Yeah,
so.
I'm in the States right now, so this is easier, huh? No time differences.
Yes, great. So, you know, Marie Claire, we all have stories. We all have experiences who have led us to who we have become today. And I know a bit about your story, but I'd really love for you to share with our listeners more about your journey, because it's a very interesting journey. How that has led you to who you've become today?
Yes, of course. I will be happy to share my story. I had been working in fashion for 20 years. Before that, I worked in psychiatry. I studied remedial education. After I quit psychiatry to raise my own children, I I felt that I wanted to do something more playful. So I ended up being in fashion, which was really nice, but it was a very, very stressful job. And I did that for 20 years. Mm. Now, I worked so hard, and the last 10 years of that work were extremely stressful, also in my home situation. And At some point, I need some time to myself. I need to calm down to recharge my batteries, but I couldn't stop. That was the thought that was accompanying me all the time. I can't stop. I have to go on. I have to keep going. And at that point, I worked for 2 years with a total burnout without even knowing or realizing how sick I already was, because I kept telling myself, you can't stop, you have to keep going. And that's why my body told me that I had to stop. So my body crashed totally in 2005, and I wasn't able to do anything anymore. I've been deadly ill for 5 years. I had a cocktail of 6 diseases, and it was a huge challenge to find out what it was exactly that was keeping me on the sofa in my bed, because I had paralyzing symptoms. Oftentimes I couldn't even walk. I was crawling over the floor, I couldn't even crawl over the floor. I was just lying in bed. So it was very, very challenging time, because I couldn't do anything anymore, not even the things that I loved doing. So I lost my job, I lost friends, I lost my touch with community, with society. I got very isolated, and it took me several years to figure out what was going on with me. The doctors didn't believe me. They sent me back home. They said, you're just depressed, you know, take antidepressants and you'll get over it. But I could feel clearly that there were serious issues, and it turned out that there were very serious issues going on. So after healing 4 of the 6 diseases, I was still unable to pick up my life. I still felt like 2% of the woman I had ever been. And I was a very energetic, dynamic woman, and I was just lying there like a bag of potatoes. I couldn't move. And so I still had chronic fatigue syndrome at that moment and fibromyalgia. And then I thought, okay, I came from deadly ill to very ill, but condemned to stay on the sofa and end up in a wheelchair. I am not allowing this, you know. I will heal. That was the driving force that really kept me going, and that made me look for solutions wherever and whenever I could. And that's how I stumbled upon raw food, actually. While Googling it, a new world opened to me, and I heard all these testimonials of people that have healed in only a few months. And I told myself, okay, this is it. And I could feel that in every cell of my body, that this was the solution I had been looking for. Because I knew I had to do it myself. I couldn't rely on the doctors anymore, because they don't know what to do with these syndromes. And next day, overnight, I was 100% raw, because I made my decision that day. I will heal, and this is how I will do it, no matter what it takes. And so the next day I was raw, and 3 months later, I could stay up, I could do things without being punished for days or weeks. And this is how I picked up my life again. Mm-hmm. And that is also how I discovered that I had a new passion. I had found a new passion and a mission. It was much more than passion. It was a mission. I wanted the world to know that it is possible to heal yourself when you decide, and when you use the right techniques for that, and when you fuel your body with the right fuels and your mind. And your soul, of course.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, well, I'm so glad that you have healed yourself. And we all have those self-healing abilities. And I just applaud you for that difficult journey that got her to where she is today. And Marie-Claire, I'm so glad that you're there to to, you know, you're on that mission now to help other people to not have to go through what you went through. You know, sometimes life throws us things to sort of help us to live our purpose. And I don't know if you feel that in where you've become, but tell us a little bit about what you do today and some of the challenges that you've had along the way, like, you know, how to start and how did you get yourself from being on the couch and not feeling well to coaching people on raw food living?
Yes, that's an interesting question. So yeah, I knew immediately that I had something very, very valuable. I had the expertise of healing myself. I had lost my job, so I was looking for, okay, what can I do with this? And I felt really, I could feel that clear purpose that I had gained, because I did not think that I would make it. I thought that I would die. And I got a second chance. So I thought, okay, let me do something really good with that second chance. This is a bonus that I'm getting to my life. And I wanted to share that. So I started studying again. I started studying to become a coach, because I knew that I had new limits, physical limits at that moment, at this. I thought, okay, let me do something that I can do from the comfort of my home, you know, without leaving my home. Let me create a business online in my laptop. I can take it wherever I go. And that's what I did. So I started studying again. I studied the body, the mind, the soul connection, something that I have always been interested in anyway. So this passion of mine became my profession. I started my business, and that was it. In the beginning, I just started with a purpose. Like, I want to do this, but I didn't really what or how. And I just trusted that the how would come somehow. But I started where I was, like with the food, you know, how to go to a living plant-based diet. And that's what I started teaching. And along the road, I read a lot and I studied a lot. And that's how I brought more depth. And I found out very quickly that there was much, much more than just eating raw. It was also about the mind, the mindset. So I started studying about the mindset, and I started working on my own mindset, because I had to go through another process with that too, an emotional healing after losing all that time. Now, I applied all that in my business, and the challenge in my business, the biggest challenge actually was that I am blessed with many talents, but I never could pick out one thing and be really, like, excellent at that one thing. I was really pretty good at all of them, but it didn't satisfy or fulfill me. And I was looking for, what is it that really makes me stand out from the crowd? Because there are so many coaches that do the same thing as I do. But how could I make a difference? What was my brilliancy? I was looking for that. And so at some point I was in a conversation with someone, and she said, well, you are an energy coach. And I said, that's it. I am an energy coach, because that is my brilliancy. I know how to generate energy. And that was actually the one thing that I lacked the most of after being so sick. I had no energy whatsoever. And that is what I specialized in. How can you create and generate that energy? Because that brought me to the next step, because I wanted to work with everyone. I wanted to help healing everyone, but you can't help everyone. That was another challenge. And I thought, I want to find out whom specifically would benefit from what I know and from that brilliancy that I have. And that is how I discovered that I was attracting somehow many entrepreneurs. I was attracting big time jazz musicians who wanted to generate more energy while touring and while performing on high levels every day. And I thought, this is it. I can make a difference to business people, to people who want to make a difference to their world, and they need the energy to do that. So that is, when I found out that I am an energy coach, I knew who I wanted to serve, and it is experts, and specifically women, because we women, we always think of ourselves in the last place. Everyone else comes first, and then we come. But actually, what I learned is that health is your business. When you have a business, health is your first business, because without your health, there is no business. You can't do anything. You can't do your work as you want it to do. So that is actually how I connected the dots for myself. And when I knew that, I could really overcome that challenge of not really knowing who I was helping and what I exactly to offer, because you want to know exactly the person that you can help with your brilliancy, and then you know exactly what steps they need to take to get from A to B and to really feel and get that experience that I have had, you know? So that is how I overcame that challenge, finding my brilliancy.
Yeah, I think that's a challenge for many of us to niche down enough so that we're specific enough. You know, I want to hear more about your journey and some of the ahas that you have that maybe you could share with our listeners. We're going to take another short break. And when we come back, Marie Claire, I want to hear more about this. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur. And I'm here tonight with Marie Claire Hermans. And we're going to be back in just a little bit.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with Bonnie Gressel. I would love to get your feedback and discover the topics that you would like to hear about on the show. So please leave me a review or connect with me on Facebook by searching Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. My mission is to provide valuable content so that you feel your time is well spent. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share this resource with others. Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm Bonnie Gressel, your host, and I'm here with Marie Claire Hermans. And we're just having a fascinating conversation about her holistic entrepreneur journey and how she became sort of the energy coach and is working more now with professionals and businesses. You know, Marie Claire, I think it's interesting that someone else said something to you about that, like, you're an energy coach. And you actually heard that. Some people get those messages. We get, you know, we have those experiences, and we don't always notice them. We don't always get that. So that's really cool, I think, on how you went from, okay, what am I going to do with this? I have all this expertise, and maybe you're hypnotherapy background and your background as a therapist played into that. But then somebody actually saying, this is what you do, and you latching on to that and really taking off with it. So yeah, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that was really a big aha moment in my career as an energy. Well, I started as a raw food coach, but that was like the turning point of my business, because I pretty well knew what I was doing, what I wanted to achieve, what I could achieve with my clients at that moment, and they had wonderful results. But it was on a whole different level. I was still searching for that brilliancy. So from the moment on that I knew, okay, energy, everything fell into place. I knew exactly what I had to take them through through, which steps I had taken through to create that one thing, because it all starts with energy. When you have a business and you have no energy, you can't even start your day. You will just snooze your alarm, push the snooze button on your alarm, you know, and just stay in bed on a half an hour or an hour longer than you intended to, and you can't start your day. It's challenging to sit down with your calendar and plan out your day. Everything is a challenge when you don't have energy. So as soon as I knew that, I knew that that would change my whole business, and that is what it did, because I created a system that I apply now, and because I know the end result. I know what they will get from working with me, and I could start creating that system with the end in mind, and that is so important. Whatever system you create, you need to know what the result will be, what the result is that you want to give your ideal client, because that ideal client is the client that you can serve with what you have to deliver. And that really changed everything in my business. It gave me so much clarity, and what's even just as important, even more important, it brought me the clients, the right clients. It made me attract the clients that I was able to actually help with that system. And that's so cool, I think. It's all connected.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, you're like a walking poster child. I mean, you are like the living proof that this can help. I mean, talk about not having energy. I mean, when you have chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and you couldn't get off the couch or out of bed, I mean, and you were able to you know, get past that and be so successful, that's got to just be, you know, it gives other people hope, you know, because sometimes people need to see that it can be done, right? And you proved that it could be done.
Yes, it's all about giving hope, actually.
When
you coach, first thing that you do is giving hope. And that was the one thing that I was lacking. I didn't get that from anyone else. I had to draw that out of myself, from the tips of my toes, to keep going. So I love giving hope to people. And there is hope, you know. There's always hope. But sometimes we forget that there is. And, you know, when we're busy, and we're busy entrepreneurs, and especially women, we forget too much about how to take care of ourselves. And this is a very important message, you know, for women entrepreneurs and professionals. That came with a big aha for me personally. How can I have a successful business is by taking time for myself. You know, before that, I had been working like a crazy woman, superwoman, turbo woman, but it didn't serve me because I crashed. So obviously that didn't work out for me. So when you see that something is resulting in a result that you don't want to have, you know that you need to change things. And that is what I did. I just changed it so I could create a different outcome. And that is a message that you can take, and you can apply that in your health, in your personal life, in your business. So, yeah, that's how you connect everything.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and I'm kind of a believer in this, that there are no accidents. I say this all the time. And if we don't, you know, make a change or do what we're, you know, what we're really meant to do, God, the universe, whatever your belief system is, just like hits us upside the head, you know, and makes us realize that this is what we're meant to do, that this is our purpose, our you know, to help other people in this way.
Yes, and it all comes together, you know, as soon as you know what you're best at and what you love doing, because those two things go together hand in hand.
Yeah.
Doing what you love doing and doing what you're best at, and then you have the success formula for a business, a thriving business. Because, you know, working is like most part of our life. Every day is existing beginning of many hours of working. So we better pick something that we love doing and that we're really good at, so we can create that joy within ourselves. And that is how we connect in our business with our body, our soul, our mind, our emotions. And this is how your business becomes really successful, when you can put your passion into it and your purpose. And everything is about connection. Everything is about healing, actually, because healing is becoming whole. You know, it is becoming that holistic entrepreneur. That is almost like healing, when you connect all the different areas in your life, body, mind, soul, and you balance the areas of your life and work, so it's really nicely lined out, and it feels good for you to go to work, and it feels good to come home and to do what you love doing. That's when you can be happy. So yeah, that's my formula for success, let's say.
Yeah. Well, you have really found the career that you love, and then you'll never have to work another day in your life, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So now, Marie Claire, we're going to take another little break. And when we come back, I want to, you know, let people know how they can connect with you. And if you have like a golden nugget, you know, if you want people to leave with one thing from the show tonight, what would that be? So we're going to take a little bit break again. And I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur with Marie Claire Hermans. And we're going to be right back and hear more from Marie Claire tonight.
Do you dream of building a business in which you can share your expertise and gifts with others? A business that allows you to actively pursue your passion. If you're like most people, you've put that dream on the back burner because the mountain of details is just too overwhelming. Now you can join other holistic-minded practitioners in leveraging the entrepreneur coaching services of Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie shares your belief in the power of the mind-body-spirit connection, and she has experience in growing a business from the ground up. Whether your challenges are strategic, technological, or you want to create a platform that promotes your expert status, even by publishing a book, you can achieve your dream quicker with the help of Bonnie's individualized coaching. Contact Bonnie for a free, no-obligation consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BONNIEGROESSL.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm Bonnie Gressel, your host, and I'm here with Marie Claire Hermans. And we've been hearing from Marie Claire about her very interesting journey and how she got to be where she is today and some of the challenges she's had along the way. And Marie Claire, I would love to hear from you. Well, number one, I want to make sure that, you know, people have a way to connect with you if they you know, want more information. But if you had, say, one thing, the most important thing, and maybe it's something we've already talked about tonight, your golden nugget, so to speak, the biggest lesson, message that you want our listeners to take home with them tonight, what would that be?
Well, especially because we are often talking to many women entrepreneurs here, my golden nugget really in my business is taking good care of yourself. Mm. It's self-management first before time management. Because without self-management, there is no way to deal with your time management or deal with your business or deal with a full to-do list. And that self-management, it can be really easy, you know. It's just, it's part of your business. Your health is part of your business. Your time off, see it as part of your business. It's one. But people way too often make make a difference between, okay, this is my vacation time, so I'm going to work like a crazy woman, and then I take a vacation, and then you become sick. The first day, the second day, you get sick when you take off after a long time of working like a Duracell rabbit. And so I learned that when you implement daily self-management in your business as part of it, you plan it in your planner, so it doesn't become like something that you feel guilty about, because we women especially, we feel guilty when we take time to ourselves. So get rid of that guilt, just plan it in your planner, and it is really a golden nugget, and take 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours even in the morning, or 1 hour in the morning and a few in the evening. Plan it in your schedule. Take a yoga class in the morning before you start the day, or make some music, I don't know what, but do something that you love doing and that makes your heart sing, that generates spiritual, emotional energy, because energy just doesn't come only from food. Of course, you have to eat healthy, but there's energy that comes from the way you think and the way you do your things and the way you can take care of yourself. So that is a huge part of your business, that self-management. And that is what I teach my clients as well, to take good care of themselves. And they notice in a short time that they become so much more productive. They get so much more done in so much less time, all because of that one thing that they're adding to their business.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely so true. That's a great golden nugget. And you work primarily with, you know, business people and people who have, you know, women entrepreneurs or people who have businesses and who have a bunch of things to do. And you're right. I think it's those kinds of people who are really the worst at taking self, you know, good self-care. Because you know, there's a reason when you're in the airplane and they're doing the instructions, you know, about the oxygen mask, that they say, put your own mask on before assisting others. There's a really good reason they say that. It's because you're not going to be there if you don't take care of yourself first. So I am so appreciative that you highlight that tonight, because I am a true believer in that too. And, you know, and people who are, you know, like health coaches or people who are in that sort of a business, we don't always practice what we preach, do we?
That's fact. That's a fact. Yes. That's why we have to be aware of that and take care of ourselves in the first place before we can take good care of someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. So how is best to, you know, connect with you, Marie Claire, if someone wants more information, or tell us about your, you know, your book and the other things that you have out there? Because I'm sure there's going to be people who want more of you after tonight's show.
Yes. So people can write me, they can email me at marieclaire@ravishingraw.com. And if they want to know more, I answer my emails within 24 hours. Or they can go to my website, www.ravishingraw.com, where they can find a lot of information how they can get started. And you know what? I created a 5 series of videos that when they sign up for that welcome gift, when they want to get started by themselves, they can just deliver your email address in there, and then they will get a video every day with one change that they can make to their day, but that will start generating energy. And it's a video with a recipe and a PDF file. So everything is put out in a way so they can feel the change in a week time, that they will start feeling more energized in a week time just by making one small change to their busy day. So they can pick that up. It's for free. It's my way to help people to get started. And, of course, they can book a free session with me if they want to talk about their challenges. It's a free session of 30 minutes, and they can book that directly on my website, ravishingraw.com, if they feel like that's what I need and they want to talk to me. They're welcome to book their time right away, and so we can connect via Skype then.
Yeah, and Skype and Google Hangouts are amazing because you can connect with people all over the world. I think that's just so awesome that we can do that these days.
Oh, yeah, I work globally. There's no boundaries anymore. I've been lying for 5 years between 4 walls. I said after that, no limits anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going globally, worldwide. So technology is able to do that. So why not? Why saying limits if the sky is the limit?
Exactly. Oh, yes. It's, you know, I have enjoyed our conversation tonight immensely. And I'm going to go check out your stuff on your site as well. So now tell me a little bit about, you know, you work mostly with business people. Do you, you know, do you limit it to that? Do you ever work with people who aren't, you know, don't have own a business, or is it really mostly executives? I know in your bio, you talk about that you specialize in serving professionals, experts, and leaders. Do you ever work with people outside of that?
Well, sometimes I do. When do I do that? When I notice that these people are also looking for something new in their life, you know, and I always tell all my clients and all the people I talk to, food is the foundation of your life. Change your food and it will change your life. So we start with the food. And what I often notice, well, often every time when I start working with someone, we start with the food and we go to the mindset and then the emotions come up because you're no longer stuffing your emotions with junk food. So they come to the surface. Then we can face those. We can process those. And from that moment on, a new kind of energy is bubbling up in their hearts. And that means that they are ready to choose another path and that they won't start in business, for instance. So I sometimes work with those kind of people too, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for spending time with myself and all of our listeners tonight, Marie-Claire. I'm very, very honored that you took time to spend with us. And I'm so glad that the time zone thing worked out better for you being in New York City right now. I enjoyed our time together and I want to thank you. And I'm going to bid you farewell for now. And we'll talk again later.
And wonderful. Thank you so much for having
yes.
me.
Yes. Oh, it's been awesome. And when we come back, I want to share our success secret for this week. So this is Bonnie Gressel at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we'll be right back with the success secret for this week.
More successful entrepreneurs today are writing books to enhance their visibility and build their businesses. Now you can take the overwhelm out of the book writing process with the help of holistic entrepreneur coach Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie can help you identify and organize content you already have so you can quickly write the book you need to build your business. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at bonniegressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Holistic Entrepreneur. This is Bonnie Gressel. We just had a great conversation with Marie-Claire Hermans, and it was just fabulous. So listen for the replays later on. And I want to leave you tonight with our success secret for this week. You know, I talked a little bit about this in the beginning, and your secret for this week is to really recognize what your why is, to have a big enough why. You know, if you're just thinking about starting a business, or you've already taken the leap and you've gone out on your own, or maybe you're doing some moonlighting on the side while you maintain your day job, you know, maybe you're already on the path as a holistic entrepreneur. Whatever the case, make sure you know your why you are doing this. What's the real driving reason, the real reason that you're doing what you're doing? Maybe it's freedom, you know, financial freedom, time freedom, happiness, security, being able to spend more time with the things you love, the people you love. You feel like it's your calling, the purpose that you have to fulfill when you're on this planet. But there has to be something. I don't know what it is for you. Only you know what it is for you. So if you're doing something that because you think you should do it, or someone else thinks you should do it, that's not really a big enough why most of the time, because it's not yours. You have to own it. It has to come from within. So take some time and reflect on that and really think about, what is my big why? Because that's what's going to get you through the difficult times. And there will be difficult times. There always is. You know, we see people, you know, success stories in the news and online, and we think that they got there instantly. But all we're really seeing is the highlight reel, you know, after they've already been to the success point. We didn't see all the stuff that happened ahead of time. There are struggles. There always are. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it, because it's so worth it. So I don't know what your why is, but you do, somewhere deep inside. Know what that is. That's the thing that you can always go back to when things are difficult. Now, we have another great guest for the show next week. It's going to be awesome to hear from other holistic entrepreneurs to make your journey a little bit easier. Everyone's got a little bit different journey. And there's so much that we can learn from those who have gone before us on that same path. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight and listening to the show. I really want to make sure these shows are valuable for you and they're a great use of your time. So feel free to comment on the Facebook page, Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio. Give me some feedback. Let me know, is this the kind of thing that you want to hear about? Are there things that we're not talking about that you want to know about? Or you can always message me at BonnieGressel.com. So again, I want to thank you all for being here tonight. I am so honored each and every time that you listen to the show. Until next week, blessings, everyone. Bye.
This has been The Holistic Entrepreneur with host Bonnie Gressel. Tune in each week at this time to hear how Bonnie can help make your journey to entrepreneurship an inspiration, and like her on Facebook at Holistic Entrepreneur Talk Radio.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.